Well, I'm in no rush on a TPU. The TPU takes me roughly 2 hours, and the other one takes 4 hours. So probably total 6 hours sprint time. You can do the same thing. You can run your smaller printer there with the TPU and run the other printer on the other stuff. And I wasn't printing real fast. I was printing for, I'd rather have it look a little nicer than not, so I wasn't rushing it. KC8DOA.
KC8YVF. Yeah, I have always run the printer just on their standard speed. There's two speeds, one speed lower and then two speeds higher. I've never tried the ludicrous speed, as they call it, at least the one that's on the P1S, but I just ran it as standard. Yeah, most of the time it comes out good enough for me for what I'm doing. I'm not selling the parts or anything that they have to be look real super nice or anything. But yeah, that's not too bad between the two of them for what you're doing. And yeah, I can put TPU on the A1 and the other one running the PETG is what I'd run on it. I've got some PLA Plus in black on a cardboard spool. I bought those for the A1 since it just, you know, hangs on a spool holder, no AMS or on that. And so I'm probably going to get some more of it. That worked out. It's Landu, and that's printed really well. I haven't had any problem with it. The adhesion was good. The quality is nice and rolled nice on the spools. No issues there, and it printed well, really well. It looks good when it prints off. So $11 for PLA Plus, a spool, although I'd like to get it in white, but they don't seem to make it in white. All I can get is regular PLA in the white.